Hi, this is Tiffany, and I love AVA Live Radio.
This is Brian J. Klein, and I love AVA Live
Music.
Hey,
this is Rob Hill from Canada, and I absolutely love AVA Live Radio.
Hi, this is Tara Everly of Iridescence, and I love AVA Live Radio.
Hey, guys. Hello, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jacks with AVA Live Radio, and you're listening to Behind the Music, episode 688. You know, on the show today, I am really excited to attack this amazing topic that was brought up by one of my favorite rock bands that I have worked with quite often. They're called New Clue, and they really did a great job talking about and raising awareness for people to be more sympathetic and empathetic about those in need. Their song is called Homeless, and you can imagine what it's about. Hopefully, with purpose, this band is going to wake us up and just bring about that great conversation that needs to happen more often. I mean, let's face it, we are all very spoiled and thinking about how to get more likes and how to get better at social media and how to make our brands move forward. But sometimes the focus is so much with that intent all the time, 24/7, that we miss what's really happening around us. And I would love to see social media not just talking about cruelty to animals, not just talking about people that are getting beaten up, but talking about issues that are not seen. Like when you walk by someone and you just forget that they're sitting on the floor next to you outside in the elements, especially in wintertime. I mean, some of the most inspirational artists have used their fame to draw attention to things like this. For instance, Chance the Rapper, one of the things I respect and loved about him is as he was coming up the ranks, one of his motions forward were to use the money made to buy blankets for the homeless and actually put the blankets on them. And that's in Chicago in the wintertime. There's so much of this happening all over, especially in your town, wherever you are. I don't want this to be a lecture, but I want you to just think about the song when you're listening to it and think of what a great job this band did in executing this thought and this little reminder. We'll be right back with the interview.
Time and we must make us stay young.
That was New Clue with their song Homeless. Please welcome Neil. He's taking a little step out of his day to join us. Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I woke up today.
It's always a good day, isn't it? I know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, first thing I do every day.
Schedule. I was a little bit behind schedule, but...
I'm always like, you know, every single day I do the same thing. I get up, I make some coffee, and I take the dog for a walk. Because really, I think the dog's a blessing to me because I know that if he's going to remind me, he's going to sit next to the door and he's going to say, no, you and I need some time, let's go. And the thing is it's like guilt-free because you feel like you're taking the dog for a walk, so you're doing it for him. But really, it's like total meditation time away from everybody else.
Yeah, my dog jumps on the back door. She jumps on the back door and lets me know she got to go.
It's so cute, right? I love it. Like the best thing ever. Tell me about this song. Now, why did you write the song? Why did you guys do it?
Well, this is a song that I actually wrote the guitar and the vocals to, the music and the vocals to, the words. And it was back when New Clue was No Clue back in the 80s. Late 80s, like 88, 89, I came out here from California, and my girlfriend came out here from California, and I followed her because her dad lived out in New England, and I was basically living in a one-room apartment, and I had a job selling vacuum cleaners, knocking door to door, and I was in a strut time, and No Clue was the new band, and it was one of the songs that I wrote at that point in time in my little one room apartment thing, and I was feeling it could be me.
Yeah, I get it. And also California has a very, very large population of homeless. You know, there was articles I read last year, even it was like last winter, they were especially, you know, talking about it in the news. And I don't know why they didn't talk about it that much this year, but it was a big problem that they were trying to have some kind of a remedy or solution for.
You don't got to talk about it. Hell, you just drive out of the Stopping Shop or something, and there's somebody sitting there with a box and a sign saying, you know, please help. You know,
I know. Isn't that the truth?
It's out there. My ex-girlfriend used to work in a homeless shelter. She was doing finances there, but there was lots of people in there.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the truth? Oh, so you do have a little close tie to it as well, because I'm sure she talked about her work in some of the stories.
Yeah, the song comes from...
I think it's great that you guys put out the song and that you brought it here today, because this is a conversation that needs to keep happening. A song like this does that, you know, it introduces, and it's a reminder, basically. It's a concept that we all know about, but we forget about because we get so busy. And literally, like you said, going in and out of your stores where you're going to spend money, and it's great you're contributing to the economy, but what about the person sitting right there? You know, and you know, we all have change. We all have stuff, extra stuff that can be given. So it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Tell me about the direction of the band. Like, what are you guys doing right now to get some momentum forward? I know that you've been dealing with something personally, and you could talk about that, you know, so that we know what's going on with you guys.
Well, I really didn't want to share it with the rest of the world, but I had acid reflux, and it's been garbling on my vocal cords and chawing them up. And I went through a surgical procedure, and they shined me up a little bit. That was back in October, and it's sounding a little bit better now. And,
oh, that's good. I'm really glad.
We haven't rehearsed yet. I'm doing it in my basement with the little karaoke setup. I got set up with our own originals. Mm-hmm. I recorded all the music without my vocal on it, and I sing like I'm at rehearsal every day.
You know, it's a common problem. It really is for singers. I changed my diet at one point because I just felt like certain things I ate were really making my body just not happy. You know what I mean? Like, aside from like weight gain and stuff like that, but there's certain things that singers need to think about when you're doing this for a living or you're pursuing this dream?
Yeah, I had no clue now, but I had no clue.
Yeah, it is. From dairy, dairy is like a big thing, right? But we have like everyone has some kind of allergy to foods, and it really does react with your vocal cords, because if you get the swelling, then all of a sudden you lose play and you're like, why today do I have no play with my voice?
Yeah,
like,
why ain't I singing no more? Why isn't it coming out pretty no more? It's all raspy and trembly.
That's it.
I'm pushing
hard. Very, very true. I actually watched a video on YouTube a while ago from, it was about vocal scarring in really famous singers that we know. And of course it was, a lot around some rock stars, because they're the harshest on their voice and also doing drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things on tour that they shouldn't be doing. So they get vocal scarring. And
Well, it's not from singing. Thank God there were no palates or anything like that. It was just more from acid reflux. And I take a pill that kills the acid in the reflux now. But anyway.
I know, right? Yeah, very true. Very, very true. So like the direction of the band, you guys are very inspired, it seems, by 80s music, which I am too. I love that era of music. Every time I listen to it, I'm a happy camper and I tend to get lost in it for days.
All the 80s and 90s bands that were big, like Motley Crue and mm-hmm. Poison and all those bands, they're all coming back out right now with worldwide tours. Iron Maiden, everybody's playing. Everybody's out there making tons of cash.
Yeah, they are. It's great. I love it. I love the fact that rock music is coming more into the forefront. I think all genres should be. I really just think that, there's so many people, so many listeners, and they all like certain things is where the riches are, because you're going to have those core, really great fans that don't switch around so much, that they really do expect something from you and you become known for it.
If you go to our Facebook page, New Clue Band, the first thing up there is a link to number one music, link to the song Homeless, and a bunch of reviews of what people thought about it. They're all relating and saying, wow, yeah, that's true. It's also true.
Yeah, it is. That's the beauty of music. Have you ever found, though, that being a musician and writing songs and getting a real message in a song into an audience has been the most rewarding for you? Is that what makes you keep going and keep writing, or is there something else?
Well, I've been through a lot of traumatic issues, Jacqueline. I write a lot of songs about a lot of traumatic issues in my life and that, the things I see and that are going on with our current politics and the president, and oh my God,
I know, right?
Building his wall against Mexico. I mean, I grew up in Arizona, right on the border of Mexico. I lived 11 blocks from Mexico, and there's a good fence there, and they can't get over, but they can go out down the mountain and climb up the mountain and go over the border, no problem. And he's not going to put a wall over the mountains.
No, he's going to go right through Butterfly World.
Yeah. Which they already can't get through.
It's amazing. I know. I don't understand the logic either. There's so much going on. I mean, I hate to dive deep into politics, because I know that, everybody's on one side of the fence or the other here. But the whole idea,
my bass player and my guitar player both voted for Trump.
the whole idea that the country is so divided and that we have a president that is trying to purposely make people choose sides, that doesn't make any sense. I think one person that I can't remember who said this, but it was on the news and I thought it made so much sense. They said it should be a prerequisite and something that they have to sign when they become president, that they agree not to try to divide the country. And I was like, wow, that is so good, because that's so true. You get nothing done, and everybody's fighting in the battle all the time.
We can't go into politics too much here, but it gives me lots of inspiration to write some awesome lyrics.
And my guitar player
writes some awesome music. And
do you guys,
my bass player and drummer follow right along, right in tune.
Do you release them? And are they cited? You know, like,
they will be. Well, we had released a bunch of our songs prior to doing the EP Mystic Winds, which Homeless is on. We did a bunch of recordings with my guitar player has a little setup for recording and stuff, and we did recordings of songs, and we'll probably do that again firsthand, and we'll pick out the best of them and go into the studio again. Once I can get some income back from Mystic Winds being sold, people don't buy albums anymore or CDs anymore. They don't really download anymore. They just listen to streaming, and it gives me fractions of a penny, but...
Yeah, I know. It's all about building a brand around the music today. It's, you know, the business model's changed a lot. But, you know, if you do a real solid branding and marketing strategy, you can sell around things like Homeless. You can sell around a certain EP or an album. It's being done. You know, like, I can show you a lot of really great artists,
especially
who
with
have
the title
made
of
this
the band,
their strategy.
The new clue. It's like, I can make it relate.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can. It's just a matter of branding and marketing. Because then once you have it arranged where people really do understand what the concept is and really do understand what you're trying for, then you start to gather some of those core, you know, followers that will be your street team. They will advertise for you. And what I'm finding is once that happens, it doesn't take very many people to invest in the band because they believe in what they're doing. And that's the narrative that really does make the money for the band and keeps them moving forward, you know, because those core audiences, people, you get their email address, you're marketing now to the people who really do believe in you and what you're doing. And as long as you do a great job, they are so on board with contributing just by buying a CD, just for the fact that they know that they need to help you support the music moving forward. You know what I mean? It's not like they need a CD. They're just doing it because they're getting something. It's a piece that they believe in, and they're on board with the same motion and narrative that you guys are striving for. That's the branding of today's musician that really has been, it's been a solid strategy that's working.
Yeah, a lot of the clubs are even closing down. It's a drag.
Yeah, I know. That happened in Miami, too. We had such great singer-songwriter clubs and some really great rock venues, and they're just no more. The rents were just sky high.
My drummer, Joe Citrone, he's got a website, joecitrone.net, and he's a writer, an author, as well as a drummer in Ronnie James Dio tribute band, Holy Diver. And he's out there playing all the time. And there's the clubs that I used to go see him at and stuff. They're closing. And wait a minute. They find other clubs to play, but the ones that I always went to because I knew of the clubs because they were clubs back when we were no clue and so forth and out doing the stuff. I'm getting old. I'm 58 years old and crippled.
Yeah.
I'm not crippled. I can walk, but I can't run. But my wife out on my motorcycle in 2000.
You know, you were talking about the rock bands making a comeback and how they're all going on tours. And you may not realize this, but they actually own the venues sometimes too. And that's been a big thing. Like, in other words, they have a club or a bar that they're playing in that is a venue, and it's owned by the rock band in their hometown. And that means that they get the ticket, the door sales, the bar sales, and everything. And it's been kind of like a thing that they've been doing, you know, especially out in California. I'm not really sure if you've heard of it, but we were talking about it on the show the other day, and interesting concept, you know. In fact, I have an artist that just launched a new album. He is a filmmaker, and he did a really, really popular video for Shania Twain, but now he's a musician, and he is making deals with venues so that when he goes on tour, he's actually got deals in place for it, you know, where they structure in marketing, they structure in, you know, the fees and what the band is going to make as a result of being partnered up with each venue. It's pretty interesting, actually, and, you know,
yeah,
kind of consuming.
I know of a couple clubs here in New London, Connecticut, where I live, that actually were closed up and they're boarded up, and maybe I could find a way to do that. The same idea. They have a good stage in there, but might even have still have a PA in there. Who knows?
You never know, right? I know. It's. Yeah. I mean, I have some bands that are so popular on YouTube, they know exactly where their followers are, and they can sell out like a 2,000-seat, 1,000-seat venue, and they just do it themselves. You know, they sell the tickets through their mailing list, and bam, they've got like a sold-out concert that they put on. It's pretty interesting. You know, there's a lot of things that can be done. You just have to like run it as a, you know, a structure, a business with an intent of what you're going, what the end game is. But there's lots of ways to do it, that's for sure.
Like you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. Tell me about this. What's going to happen with you guys?
I haven't done that yet. I'm at a day job. I got to go back in and go back to work. I'm on a break.
Oh, I know, right? I know the feeling. That's true. Tell me about the structure of the band. Like, what is going to happen coming up in this next year? When do you guys plan on releasing some new music?
2020. We'll do our home recordings during this year as I'm getting better here over the summer and stuff. We've been writing songs. I can still write with a pen, and Will's been giving me some music on, you know, recordings of different structures of verse, chorus. And stuff like that, and music and stuff on email. And I've been writing some stuff, and we'll be writing some more songs and recording them at home this year. And then I guess we'll go into the studio again by 2020 and release again a new EP or LP. I don't know. Probably
you
an EP,
know what,
'cause it's too expensive.
Any idea of or any clue as to what new clue is going to be releasing, like as far as subject matter or content? Are you going to release some political stuff like we've been talking about? Or?
Well, probably so. I mean, as I said, I was writing in, my drummer's hot into a lot of the no clue songs were great songs, and nobody's ever heard them, so they're new to anybody else in the world. And we had long intros and longer breaks in the middle and so forth. We just fine-tune them like we did Homeless and Illustrious Youth. We'll probably do two brand new and two of the older ones cut down and shined up.
That's excellent. Well, I can't wait. I'll let you get back to work bringing the song to us. I love it. Great job.
My drummer's favorite one is Deadly Play. We got this song called Deadly Play. It's awesome.
All right, I'm going there next.
It'll be okay.
All right.
So go to newclue.band and get yourself a CD. Get yourself a download them songs. Please.
Absolutely, guys. Newclue.band is where you can find them. Newclue.band. And you know what? I love the song Homeless. I think it's great. Follow them on all the streaming sites. They're on Apple, Spotify, you know, SoundClick. We have a list actually at AVA Live Radio. So if you want to go to Behind the Music with New Clue on Homeless, that's where you can find pictures and all of the links to find the band wherever you like to collect your music and, you know, and save those files. Really great, guys. And you know what? I wish them such great luck on this next release. I cannot wait to hear the new music. I'm really excited for it. You know,